Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Tuesday, July 22nd, and this is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. A certain burger, Stephen, come on, anyone, anyone, turns 40 years old this year. Here's a clue. All-beef patties. It's the one. The Big Mac, the recipe for which is two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. And to celebrate the 40th birthday, the company asked people to submit their versions of that 1975 jingle to MySpace.
And they'll be announcing the winner of the contest today. Today, the winner will be known. As an example, here's just one of the finalists.
You like that one? Kind of a Latin feel. It is one of the finalists, but there's a lot of different versions of this song that were submitted. This one is from a teenager. His name is Chris Puth.
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
I think we call that easy listening.
Can I have a shake too?
That would be one of the calmer versions. Some of the other songs are, well, I'll just let you judge. Let's listen. So the child laughing in the background, not really sure what that has to do.
Yeah, we don't know. It's
laughing,
a kind of a mixed
crying
signal
in the background, not sure what that has to do with McDonald's. But most of the songs actually fell into a category that sounds a bit like this.
Give me two.
Sounding a little bit like Cameo, circa 1990s.
You know, Dora, I don't know if that song is about food, actually, really. I don't know.
We're trying to make the point that the bulk of the versions that people submitted were of the hip-hop variety, and that one was a Miami finalist. That was a Tamian Bain. At least that was the first one.
Can we
one.
Just
and
applaud McDonald's for a minute for getting the world to do the marketing for him? Yeah. It's fantastic.
That's right. Oh, you know, this guy, Tamian Bain, who wrote this song.
But this is priceless.
Yeah, he actually once robbed a McDonald's at gunpoint when he was 14
so
years
he
old.
Knows, right what he knows. Knows.
According to the Associated Press, yeah. We might add.
But there's history here, okay? All of these would-be jingle composers are following in the footsteps of this Broadway musical. Anyone? Anyone?
Singular sensation.
That's right.
Chorus line.
Chorus line. Excellent.
And let me explain this link here. Chorus line. One of the creators of that singular sensation song, Kevin Reinhardt, said that at the time his ad agency wanted to use a parody of the Broadway tune, but instead, out of exasperation, his partner played his guitar and angrily sang the ingredients. And boy, there you had it.
Wow. Was he paid by the sesame seed lobby, I wonder?
I wonder. It's all part of the history. And today, McDonald's will announce the winner of the contest. The winner will get a trip to L.A. They'll have their song used in an upcoming commercial, but no money prize, just to immortality. And we all hope the winner is loving that. Happy birthday, McDonald's. Big Mac, 40 years old today. I mean, I think if I was going to do the lyrics, it might be a little more cautionary. Don't eat too many. They might kill you.
Or not.
Remember that movie,
Fast Food
Nation.
Maybe it's not the Big Mac. Maybe it's the French fries.
Yeah, and we should note, McDonald's is not a sponsor of this program, The Takeaway, actually.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.